And let me begin by welcoming Joyce Megerson Moore from New Horizon Theater. Hey, Joyce.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Good. It is so good to hear your voice.
And, Thank you.
I'm so excited to be able to get the word out on this new play, which is called Coconut Cake.
We are so happy to have Saturday Light Brigade as our media sponsors. We announced you at our last event, and everybody was excited about that.
Oh, I'm happy to hear it. Every time I hear my calendar, you know, had coconut cake on it, and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to have cake.
I'd like some of that coconut milk that he was singing about to go with my cake.
Well, let's also, Joyce Megerson Moore is the founder, executive director of New Horizon Theater, which has a 30-plus year history of providing great theater in our area. I hope I got that all right.
I'm going
by memory.
Ending our 33rd season with Coconut Cake, directed by Eileen J. Morris, and it was written by Melda Beatty. So we've had a wonderful season, and of course this play is going to put the cap on it all.
And here Eileen is with us too. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, Larry. How are you all? Hey, Joyce. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Eileen. She's in rehearsal right now, Larry.
Oh, I'm glad you...
Tell everybody we're getting it together.
I'm glad you took time out. Eileen, you I know you didn't write the play, but you're intimately familiar with it as you direct it. Can you talk a little bit about the plot?
Oh, I'd love to. First of all, this play has had a really wonderful history across the country because it was the winner of the International Black Theater Festival Sylvia Sprinkle Hamlin Award. So it was done at 5 black theater companies about a couple of years ago, and now it's here in Pittsburgh. And so I'm excited because this play, Larry and Joyce, deals, as you know, Joyce, with the 5 mature men of varied ethnicities and varied ages, and they have all retired. You know, they work, you know, like part-time or some other retired, non-retired job opportunities that they have. But they are able to come together once a week on a Monday, and they meet up at McDonald's. And when they meet up at McDonald's, they are talking smack. They are playing chess. They are talking about the world. They're talking about their jobs. They're talking about women. They're talking about their health. They're talking about politics. So they're talking about what the world is for them at this time, and this play is set at a McDonald's in Chicago, Illinois.
What a concept! So their touchstone is coming to this particular McDonald's where they get together, probably get their senior discount on coffee if they qualify for it, and. Maybe some of them get breakfast, too, which actually, if I had to get anything from McDonald's these days, it would probably be that. And they just talk through life and compare notes. What a good idea.
I think that what's beautiful of what one of the things that's beautiful about the play, first of all, that we're dealing with male bonding and fellowship. And we're talking about and experiencing scenes, getting like a sneak peek into how that life has been for these men and what they are now going through. You know, people think, oh, you retire, you got it made, it's all peaches and cream. Well, it's not, because there's various issues. One man has lost his wife just recently, so he's dealing with loneliness and being by himself, even though his daughters have been very supportive of him and keep him engaged, and his grandchildren. Another man is still a businessman, but he has so many businesses, he's, you know, just having to deal with all of those takes the time. Another one has a health issue and a health scare that he's dealing with. One is learning how to play chess, and one is mentally ill. So it's all of these dynamics that come to place, but it's all layered, Miss Belda, has done a great job of layering this play with a lot of humor, because that's the beauty of what life is, right? I mean, yes, it's the seriousness and the coexistiveness of seriousness and humor that make us be able to live and sustain as human beings.
I think every audience member could see either themselves or somebody they know in one or more of these men, and the challenges they're facing. And the play in Melda Beatty's, the description of this play, Coconut Milk, a story about friendship, aging, and the unspoken weight men often carry. And just that encapsulation explains a lot. Now I did notice towards the end of this description that a mysterious woman arrives, and she has a melt-in-your-mouth coconut cake that tests their relationship. So I mean, any good play, I guess, has a little tension, and that sounds like that's worth the tension.
A little tease about how life is. We never see the woman. We only hear about her through the men's descriptions. And we never get to taste a piece of coconut cake, but we hear about that coconut cake.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me mention, too, before I forget, that Melda Beatty, the playwright, will be in town the first opening weekend of the play, so people can come out to see her and to greet her and Eileen on May 29th, which is the official opening, May 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get to meet her at the play, and she'll also be there, I believe, Saturday, May 30th.
Always great when you can meet the author. And it runs at New Horizon Theater. This one is a little longer than they sometimes can be, but Friday, May 29th, clear through Sunday, May 31st, and that's and then Thursday, June 4th, clear through Sunday, June 7th, and then another week, June 11th, Thursday. Through
and I believe this
Sunday
runs until Father's Day, doesn't it, Eileen?
That's correct. That's
14th,
exactly right. So, I was going to say so, that, Joyce.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Okay.
How appropriate is that for this all-male show that deals with mature men, and which a lot of times we don't get to see a play with all men on stage, and these actors capture the essence of these characters so richly, and then it closes on Father's Day. So that's a great way to celebrate malehood and, you know, men
relationships
that we know and love. And you're right, relationships is really important.
Yeah, and I'll throw in, Larry, that I have the volunteers out there beating the bushes to try to get some things from McDonald's. So if anybody hear us, we need them.
I'm going to scratch my head about that. A little bit. So this, again, it's New Horizon Theater. Play is called Coconut Cake. It's at the Pittsburgh Public Theater, Helen Wayne Rau Rehearsal Hall downtown. And I can tell you firsthand, it's not hard to find a place to park downtown for a show. It's also easy to get there by mass transit. And ticket information is at New Horizon Theater's website. You can order tickets online, and they're available at some retail locations, too.
At Dorsey's Imaging on Frankstown Avenue. That's where we usually have our tickets for people who don't like to go online. And then we have group sales for 10 persons or more, so they can call us at 412-431-0773, and we can arrange for those group sales as well.
Excellent.
And we're handicap accessible, so I want to make sure that people know that.
It really feels good to get out with a group of people, even if you don't know them, and watch live performances come together. And Joyce and Eileen, you both know that yourselves, but I hope we can encourage new folks. Maybe you've never seen a New Horizon Theater production. This might be a good one to start with. Even though it's closing the season, it'll get you ready for next year, too. Joyce Megerson Moore and Eileen J. Morris, anything else you'd like to add about the play?
No, but Larry, I loved how you touched upon the importance of live theater. This is, you know, this is what we do and who we are as artists. We appreciate audiences, you know, coming out and supporting the work. We can sit up and rehearse all day long, but without the audiences there, us feeding off of their energy while they're watching and engaging in the play, that is what makes our hearts happy, and that's what brings us joy. And that's really a beautiful aspect of how we can celebrate the arts.
Boy, what a great way of putting that. Thanks to you both for sharing everything you've had and shared today. And again, New Horizon Theater's website is the perfect place to go if you need additional information. And you'll find that website I'm looking at. I went to
newhorizontheater.org.
Thank you.
T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
New Horizon Theater.org. Thanks to you both, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for being
you,
our
listeners.
Media sponsor. We appreciate that, Larry.
Our pleasure.
You and Saturday Light Brigade.
Just you and me on the show.